Hi everybody, welcome to another GeekFest episode. We have Gerald Verschlees, I hope I said it right, on the line. It's been Xamarin Evolve has been happening, and he is here to us. He is here today to talk to us about the new changes and new features that has been introduced on the Xamarin platform, and he's going to show us some demos. Gerald, how are you, sir?
I'm great, thank you.
With the formalities and stuff in there.
Yeah, oh no, I've been great. The weather is great, so I'm perfectly happy here.
Yeah, you're right. The weather has been great the past week or so. But I think next week is going to be
cool. Yeah, it's going down. Let's just move on to happy stuff.
Let's focus on the positive side of things.
Yeah.
Xamarin Evolve has been gone. What's your take? If you can summarize it in one sentence, what would you say as a Xamarin professional?
As a Xamarin professional, it's been really bad because everyone is able to do awesome stuff now. So as a professional developer, it just sucks because everyone can do it now. No, that's just kidding. It's awesome, especially the keynote. If you have been watching it, it was great. It was just one big announcement after another. There's just awesome features in there, a beautiful roadmap. I mean, there's awesome stuff coming.
So give us a bit of a background on yourself. You are a consultant, am I right?
Yeah, I'm a .NET developer for about 8 to 10 years now, and for the past few years since Xamarin is around, I have been specializing in Xamarin because I just love mobile apps and I think it's the future. So especially iOS, so I think you're going to see through that a little bit that I'm a bit of an Apple fanboy. But yeah, and I've been specializing in that and following them and just following up on everything they do.
Now, I've been reading your blog lately, and it's all Xamarin backwards and forwards. It's a good thing because, you know, Xamarin is free,
yeah,
I guess.
It is now.
It's now.
Since Microsoft bought it, yeah.
And that means what for developers? Less licenses or no license at all?
Yeah, no license at all. Before it was, you had different tiers. So it was a free edition, but it had a limit on only a few kilobytes that your app could be and some other limitations. So it wasn't really usable for commercial applications or nothing else really besides running some examples to spice people up for, using Xamarin. So then you had some indie license, which had a fee monthly. And then you would go to a business license and hire, which would be $2,000 per developer per year if you want both platforms, Android and iOS. And recently, in February, they have been bought by Microsoft, and Microsoft just said, okay, from now on, Xamarin is included in all versions of Visual Studio, including the community edition, so everyone can use it.
So as a look, myself is a MSDN subscriber, so that means I can have Xamarin in my enterprise edition. But if I am new to the whole thing, I can go download Visual Studio Express, I would say, or the community edition.
Yeah, 2015 update 2.
Update 2.
Yeah.
And then I can have Xamarin, I can get coding, I can get coding for all three platforms, or do I need something special?
You can start with all platforms, but note, you still have to have a Mac to build iOS projects.
And if I don't have a Mac, what is my options?
Well, there is the one option to rent a Mac in the cloud. That is a service. I think you pay like $20 a month or something, and you can rent a Mac, which is in the cloud. So you just rent it from some guys, which already have them hooked up to do Xamarin. So you just run your build through that. You can also try it out probably by some remote connection. I haven't used it myself. And another thing, it isn't really useful for the daily development, but you have the CI solutions like the free version of Bitrise, where you can just continuously integrate your code and just send it over to there. They will build it for you, and it will develop and it will deliver an IPA file, which you can then distribute through Hockey App or the store or whatever.
Okay, we'll get back to Hockey App in a second. I just want to would like to know if I had to go and buy a Mac, do I need a, like a high-end Mac or just enough to actually build the app?
The latter. You can just buy the cheapest Mac Mini, put it somewhere in a cabin. You don't have to see it. It just has to be accessible by over the network. And especially with another Xamarin announcement they did, the iOS simulator remoting to Windows, you never have to look at the Mac, just building it, but no more.
Guys, you need to lock up that Mac in your closet and just use it as a build machine.
It looks beautiful, so you can just put it, I don't know.
No, I'm joking. Okay, so let's get going with some demos. I believe you can share your screen if you have something set up. I would love to see a demo. Can you show me something cool at first? I don't know, what do you have planned?
Oh, you mean like awesome right off? Okay, let me see.
Maybe something on the Visual Studio side. I don't know. I have no idea what's on your queue. This is like diving in.
Okay, let me see entire screen share. Let's go. Okay, so you have a visual.
Of myself.
Ah. Okay, sorry. Let's get that out of the way. you still see me?
I can see your screen.
Okay, great, because I am working on a MacBook, so I can go both ways. Okay, first off, like I said, let's see, I lost the connection to my Mac build agent. So that's why you still need a Mac if you're using Visual Studio. On your Mac will be a build agent, which does nothing else than just set up an SSH connection from the Windows side to your Mac side, and then it copies over the files to Xcode, and Xcode will then compile your project into an IPA file. Normally, you would need to show your simulator then on a Mac if you were debugging. But now with the latest announcements, they have created this Mac, this simulator remoting app. So you can just, if you look here, this is my Xamarin Form solution. It's actually a example app by James Montemagno, if I pronounce that right. He is just awesome. Everything he touches, he works at Xamarin. It's just an awesome guy. So it's my weather app, and iOS is my running project. So if I just click play here, then...
So you're running this on a Windows machine remoting to a Mac machine, or you're
running
it on
now,
a Mac with Parallels?
Right, yeah. My Windows is not Parallels. It's VMware Fusion. So I'm running macOS natively and, actually Windows natively as well by running Bootcamp. But with VMware Fusion, I can access my native Windows, which is actually physically on the disk, access it like it's a virtual machine.
And you can do the same thing using the Mac in cloud, but just not connecting it, obviously.
Yeah, I do have like this. I can switch around. Okay. I have a Mac in cloud in one machine, so to say.
Okay.
But if you have the previous scenario where you just put your Mac in a closet and never have to want to look at it again, then you can set it up once. I will not go over the technical details right now, but you can set it up once over the network. And, like I just did just now, you can hit the run button. It will send it over to your Mac in the closet. And then it will come back here, simulating everything that you do. I have this running iOS app here right now. I live in the little town of Sittard, Limburg in the Netherlands. And I can say get weather. And it says, it's probably this temperature in Fahrenheit here right now. Actually, they did something better. They not only did this simulator on Windows, but they also implemented some features that are not in the native simulator. For instance, here you have the touch mode. I think they have some touch modes that aren't even supported in the Mac simulator. So they've really outdone themselves.
Okay, so now this is actually huge because you're running this in Visual Studio Land on your Windows machine, and it's like it's just using the Mac for its processing and its building.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, so if you don't want to, you can pretend like you're not using a Mac, but you are.
Okay, well, that's very cool.
So, some more?
Yes, please, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the other awesome thing that was announced is, and I think a lot of people are waiting for this, is the XAML preview. If you're a little familiar with Xamarin, then you also know about Xamarin Forms.
Okay, so wait, there's two ways of doing Xamarin Forms, in my opinion. Well, that I know of. There's the XAML way and there's the coding way. And correct me if I'm wrong, if you're doing the XAML way, it generates the code anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably. It isn't really different from using XAML in a WPF project. Okay. So it probably generates some code behind.
Because I'm a code monkey, I like to sort of, I hate XAML. I will work with XAML if there is a designer. Now, you're going to probably show me the designer.
Yeah.
Or the preview, I hope. But, you know, when I poked around in Xamarin Forms a while ago, I opted in for the code version instead of the Xamarin Forms. Because it looked more familiar because I like C# and I like the way it reads better for me. Build after object like that for me was great. But then you had, as a designer, you know, you don't have that nice designing. You're not happy as a designer, to put it in shortly. Now, you're going to show me the preview. Is that a little bit about a preview? Is it just one-way preview?
Yeah, it's just a one-way preview. It's not a designer. Okay. But let me take a step back. I actually love XAML. I think, but that's a matter of taste. I like that it's better structured. I think in code it gets cluttered up real quickly. You can't see which object is in which, and it gets nested really fast. But right. Well, that's just a matter of taste. So yes. Let's not argue about that. Another thing is, I think with XAML, you have a better separation between the code and your layout. That's probably also a thing, how you go about it with structuring your code. But I don't know. I just like XAML better. And now there's an extra reason to like XAML better, because there is the preview. So let me first show you how we poor Xamarin Forms developers did it until now.
Is it possible to maybe zoom in your screen a bit, or just your text a bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's not really about the text, but I can see if I can work with
it. I'm actually going to challenge myself to see if I actually can understand XAML after all these years.
get away. Let's see. Text editor. Must be here somewhere.
Otherwise, if it's a mission, we can carry on. I don't really
want. Yeah. Okay. Fonts here. It's no, it's not set to default. Let's put it a little bigger. 18.
There we go.
Okay. How's that for?
Yes. Thanks.
So what I just did is just press the play button. So we should get it in the simulator here. Waiting to connect. Do this again. So before I was talking about you have two ways, not just code and XAML, but you also have Xamarin to build your like native apps. So then your C# will look a lot like Objective-C or Java. But also what Xamarin did is offer Xamarin Forms so that your shared code base will increase, because you now can not only reuse your backend code, but you can always also use your UI code. So you can actually use this abstracted XAML code to also structurize your UI. And underwater, your this XAML will be interpreted as a native control. So here is a label. By some Xamarin magic, it will be converted to a UI label, which is a iOS specific native control. And for Android, it is a, I don't even know what, but it's an Android dot label or something. So it gets translated to the native control, and it will look and feel like, yeah, like it belongs on that platform. And it does, because it actually is a native control. So Jay just put a layer on top of it for us to make it more easier to design beautiful UIs, and that's it.
Okay.
And I'm a bit struggling here to get it running for some reason.
It's all about demo gods all the time, you know. If you
Yeah, they just keep bugging us. Well, okay, so I'm just going to skip this part, but believe me, you were going to run your app, and then you're going to like, okay, here's a box view, damn it, I want it red, and then, you know, save it, run it again, and then it will apply, but all this building time, and like you see now, it takes some time, so you keep switching back and forth, and it takes a lot of time. So luckily, now they have this preview.
Wait, where did you click to get that?
Yeah, it's just right here, the magic little preview button.
Oh, okay.
Let me note, this is only in the Xamarin Studio for now, and also only on the Alpha channel. It will probably come out in the near future. But
it's only for Macs?
For now it is, yes. But I have seen the promise by the Xamarin boss that it will also come to Visual Studio pretty soon.
So that means for now, I need to go buy myself a Mac and take it out of the closet to use exactly this feature.
Yeah, for now, you're stuck with that. Yeah.
Okay, but it
saves a lot of time.
This is awesome. So now in real time, you can change labels and you can change text boxes and stuff.
Changes back to yellow, and you see it happens already, and I say, okay, this is not okay, this is cancel. And well, yeah, you see it updates real time, and you can also switch between form factors, so I can also see how this looks on a tablet and see how it's on landscape. So it's really powerful. And also, I think, let me note, it is in alpha phase, so I think the Android version isn't working with my machine right now. But it is on iOS, and believe me, if you do a little magic, then it will work on Android as well.
Okay, now just quickly go back to the phone version.
Yeah.
I have a question there. Okay, so it's still rectangular. On one of the demos at Evolve, I saw people designing in a rectangle or square design. Can you remember something like that, or was it just me missing something? There was a specific reason why they did it in a square design, and I think it has to do with form factors.
Yeah, but I think you are mistaking it with the, let me see if I have one, the launch screen. This is the native iOS designer. Come on, guys, go away. Which takes some time to load up. Also,
it's fine. We can say we work in African time.
Ah, really? Okay, then we have some time, right?
Okay, so now where do one need to go to get the alpha channel stuff?
Here, look.
Okay, there we go.
See, this looks more like rectangle. And this has to do with some iOS native stuff, which has to do with auto layout, which was introduced in, I think, iOS 7, which gives you a way of laying out your controls so that it works with every form factor, etc., etc. But it doesn't have anything to do with the Evolve announcements they did the last time.
Okay.
That's just some Apple stuff. So as a Android fanboy, you want to stay away from this.
Okay. Now, just going back to the Forms previewer. Now, the same XAML will work on, you know, Android and iOS. Now, if you can get that to render, obviously not currently, you would see the Android look and feel, like the material design look and feel, right?
Not material design right out of the box.
Android native look.
Yeah.
Instead of the iOS look.
Yeah, that's the big power of Xamarin Forms. I can try to As you see here, this is the structure of a typical Xamarin project. You have one shared project, and a Droid and an iOS. On Windows, you would get the universal Windows project here as well. Yep. So it also runs on Windows Phone, Windows 10, etc., etc. If I just now set this to the Droid project, then you here see it switching over to some Android version. And if I now select some simulator, then it should boot up the Android player.
So this is the Android player from Xamarin.
Yeah, they also, they have released it a really long time ago already.
And this is to replace the normal Google one, right?
Or is it side by side? It can run side by side. But the thing about the normal emulator is it's really slow.
I remember
ugly and everything.
In the mornings when I, before work, I tend to start up my Google emulator, go for coffee, come back, and then it's still like loading.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's go. How am I going to?
Okay,
so while this is working, let me show another thing. This is actually this demo project has some other announcement magic in it, because as you can see, can I zoom in here?
I'm zooming in. There we go.
It's called the themes demo, and that's another announcement that they did. Is they're have implemented a more powerful theme engine. Because they already had something in place there, but they're replacing it with something new, which means that two themes come out of the box, the light and the dark.
Okay.
But you can define your own as well, which is nothing more than a bit of XAML changing as well. As you can see here, there's already the dark theme is implemented right now, which is strange because that isn't rendered in our preview. Let me state again, it's in the alpha state, so let me see if something happens if I switch this over. Should go like this. This is still booting, awesome.
That's substantially faster than the...
Now it's just taking long because I probably haven't started this image for some time. So
it's taking long because you're running a Mac.
Yeah.
I tend to be Microsoft sided. I need to be, you know.
But Mac
is cool. Go get a Mac to build your projects.
Yeah, so Xamarin is Microsoft now as well. So okay, so this theming thing doesn't have its effect on the previewer, as I can see. What is included in the previewer is a thing called custom renderers. I'm just gonna leave this here and see what it does while I'm talking. Custom renderers. I have to explain a bit on how Xamarin solved the problem to go from this XAML to the native controls. Because, like I said, there is some translation layer to translate this to the native controls. And how they do it is by platform render. So they have created classes which render this to the native control, the native mapping on that platform. This also gives you full control over how you want to do it, because you, as a developer, have every tool to just override the platform renderers right there, so you can completely do it your own way, replace controls and whatever.
Okay.
So that is a custom renderer that you can write for every control. You can make your own overload of a box view and then say, okay, for this my box view, I now want it rendered this way. And that also, that is a piece of code, so you might like it. And that also gets included in this preview. That's awesome as well.
Can I take my existing XAML controls and stick it into this new XAML forms, and will it still work?
not completely. With a little work, it should do it, because there are subtle controls in the naming, because here you have a stack layout, and in WPF it's a stack panel, but they have chose to name it a stack layout because it is more compliant with how with the lingo on mobile stuff.
Right. So that's the WPF. But if I have a current, let's say Xamarin 4 application with an oldish form, not even form, but an oldish view, for instance, can I migrate those controls over to the new version?
Yeah, sure. Sure. You can just make a library. You should use a PCL, which is a portable control library. And if you stick the controls in there, you're able to use them in every new project. There's a lot of plugins and NuGets and whatever out there which you can use out of the box. So yeah, that's great.
And at this point, I want to bring up your, I think it's your project Snippets. Is that your thing?
Yeah, thank you. Let me just interrupt you for now. Finally, the Android, like always, it takes some time, but Android is booted up.
It
you can see it just renders to the native control. So here you have a more material design looking thing, I guess. I'm not really a Android wizard. So yeah, it just, you see here the cancel button is more like the Android button, and here it's the iOS button. So
where the yellow is actually your specific styles that you apply over that.
Yeah. So here you can, you can see the example behind this here.
Now, in a case where I want my iOS app to look like Material Design, I would use a Material Design theme. Am I right?
Yeah. Now with the implementation of these powerful themes, you have more control over that theming. Yeah.
Because that's that is what Google is doing now with their inbox and their calendar apps on iOS. I've seen it. It looks still Material, but with a iOS twist.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't think you would want that, because it looks cool. I'm a fan of the Material design. I can come up for that. But what you want is the native look and feel for that platform. So yeah, I think you can adopt some Material design things on iOS, but I think you don't want to copy all of it, because iOS users will be confused on, hey, what's this? Why does this work Android-y? I don't want an Android. If I wouldn't want it, I would have bought it. So
yeah, I guess then you can actually just make a Material design web app, stick it into your iframe and make a hybrid application.
Yeah, then you could better stick with a Cordova or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so back to the snippets you mentioned.
Back to your snippets.
Yeah, thank you.
I just quickly brought it up because I actually remembered it. It is your project, right?
Yeah, me and a colleague of mine.
Wow. Quickly show us a quick demo.
Let me see. I have you right here. No.
Ooh, I'm everywhere.
New tab. Here we go. Okay, snippets.io, because if you have a fancy startup, you just get rid of the I's and the O's and put IO after it, and then you're all good to go. So as you can see,
take out all the what do you call that?
What's it called? Clinkers. But
clinkers. Take out all the clinkers.
Yeah, you take out all the clinkers, so everyone will get it. Okay, so here we go. Me and a colleague, we are both the mobile division of our company, and we were making all these beautiful XAML forms designs, which can sometimes are some challenge and take a lot of time to assemble right. to get the native look and feel. So one day we just thought, okay, why isn't there some kind of sharing point like a GitHub for all the code, but now a place where we can share our awesome designs so other designers or developers can just share their designs and just take them out and put them in their own project and well, that's it. No catches or nothing. You don't even have to sign up to get one. You can just click it, and the only thing we ask is a description for which platforms is it. Is it in code or XAML? And well, you can just provide your own GitHub here, and we're good to go. So yeah, it's.
Well, and this all is open source.
We the only thing we ask is that you just provide a GitHub repository with a sample. So yeah, it's all open source. You can provide some screenshots on how it looks on different platforms. So as you can see, this pin-based login of Awesome Alpaca, which is of course awesome in itself. This is how it would look with the material design, as you can see with the colory bars here on Android. And the exact same XAML, as we can see here, would look like this on iOS.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it's this I love because it's actually like Bootsnap for Xamarin.
Yeah,
for Xamarin.
And yeah, basically, yeah.
Very, very cool. I would definitely go and check this out actually after this talk and see.
Yeah,
so it's as easy as copying and pasting it out into an app and make it run. There's no dependencies.
Depending on how the provider, the one who put it up there, created their code, yeah, as you can see, you just
link just points to a repository. Okay.
Yeah, and there you can, well, here in the shared project, there is a page and XAML. And if you just take this out, well, if you have to have a little experience with Xamarin, I guess. Maybe it can be easier now with the old theming thing, so we can ease it up a little. But right now, yeah, you just take this XAML and you have the basic layout already, and then you probably just have to add some colors here and there. But it's really easy to set up, and it's in the least form. It's just an inspiration on how you can build your UIs and.
So it's Snippets.io actually brings all the designs together for you can actually just search for it and see all the latest and popular ones for you to easily go and get one instead of going to
Google, just surprise me
to Google and trying to find one. But this is awesome. Great work.
Thank you.
Okay, can we go back to the Xamarin stuff? Hey, it's me again. Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hi. So can we go back to the Xamarin stuff again quickly? You mentioned something else that was announced at
There's actually there's a bunch of other stuff. Of course, they have gone not just free but also open source. Microsoft just open sourced everything, so you can just I think go to github.com/Xamarin. Oops. And well, here's just Xamarin forms. You can now go through all the code and think, hey, I have a better idea here. So open up a pull request. There's a lot of them already, I see. So yeah, you can now help improve Xamarin. That's really awesome. Also, you can just look at it because mainly in the early stages, there were some bugs here and there. And I always go doubt myself, so I think, okay, it probably just me. I mean, those guys know what they're doing, so it must be me. And now you can actually check in their code, like, no, it's just them, and provide them with a fix also. So that's just awesome.
And that's all the code, including the XAML preview.
Not sure about XAML previewer. There are some tools they didn't open source or didn't open source yet, but at least the framework for the Xamarin Android forms. Oh, here it is, workbooks. I think this is the, oh no, this is the sample workbook, sorry. I'm not sure about the tool, but at least everything platform related that is on here now.
Okay.
But there's actually a tool which was previewed. It is still called the Xamarin Inspector, but it is also referred to by workbooks now, as you can see here. Before the inspector was, it was kind of a early version of the XAML previewer because you were already able to pick specific controls and edit them real time. So they've taken a step further because now you have workbooks. Let's see if I can get it out here. Workbooks. Let me open an example.
Okay, so wait, what is workbooks?
Yeah. That's a good question. It's actually a really broad thing. It's not like anything I have seen before. There's probably some other form of this as well. But workbooks is actually an interactive, it can be a manual, it can be a tutorial, it can be a designing tool, a prototyping, it can be a lot of things. So as you can see here, I've opened a workbook, which is like this marked up file. It's actually common mark or something. It's some form of markdown, I think. And in here you can embed links. So I can here go to a piece of documentation, but also in here you see pieces of code like a clock caller. And if I hit the play button here, it will go over to my Android.
Wow.
And you can see it's basically an app here. And if I go, if I put these two next to each other, you can here edit some colors. Let's go for 11, run it again. And you see it's another color right here. And also animations, everything is supported. So if I do also with auto suggest, everything's in here. Rotation is minus 90, awesome. And animate, then we set the rotation to 0. So now it should roll up in some rotating way, and you see it's all live previewing here as well.
This blurs the lines between documentation and design, and it's actually very cool.
Yeah, really. So yeah, you can just add some documentation, some text here, so you can use it for documentation. And you can put a link, yeah, like I said, you can put a link in it. So it's basically usable for a lot of different things.
It's a great way to learn.
Yeah.
Going through interactively, poking around, highlighting stuff, running it.
Yeah, and actually the workbooks or inspector, whatever they may call it in the future, it's, I think, available for macOS and Windows, both. And what you will just need is... at least the Android player, or I don't know if it works with other emulators as well. You're going to get in trouble if you want to do iOS, because then you are going to need the iOS emulator. So then the Mac comes in play again. But yeah, it's just, you just need this client. It's standalone. You don't need Xamarin Studio or anything else, and an emulator, and you can start playing. So this is awesome for, yeah, documentation, but also, yeah, like you said, for tutorials. You can just hand this out to schools and make some kind of tutorial in here by letting them do some steps and see the effects right away, what it does.
Wow, this is very, very awesome. Is that all you have?
Actually, yeah, I think so. I think okay. The most awesome stuff has passed by it. So.
Great, I think we're almost also out of time there. You can actually just close your screen as well if you want to.
Okay.
I have another question for you on universal apps. There it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Is Windows Universal apps supported?
Yeah, that's totally supported. Yeah, I don't have any examples right now, but like I said, that's only supported on the Windows side, so they have something exclusively as well, finally. And you can just also use forms, also use the XAML, the XAML syntax, and also then it will translate to native Windows controls, so you can have the universal app on Windows 8, Windows 10 in the store, and Windows Phone.
Okay, and it will be compiled using Mono or .NET Core, .NET Native?
I think on the Windows side, it will be compiled with .NET Native.
Okay.
Not sure about that one. Haven't really used it yet, but that's my best guess.
All right. Well, that was a jam-packed session. Thank you very much for joining us today. And it was very, very insightful, Gerald.
I hope you liked it. I see I've gone a bit dark here, but I hope you liked it.
Well, it's now 9:30.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny enough because 20 minutes ago it was like the sun was shining still.
That goes fast, right?
It goes fast, and it also messes with your mind. It's like, hey, it's 3 o'clock. No, it's not. It's 11.
Yeah. Need to go to work tomorrow. Come on.
I'm going to work tomorrow. So on that note, thank you very much for joining us, and I would like to have you back again soon. And then, we will have a SDN cast in the future, and we would like to invite you on that. But that I will say, that we'll have more on that in the future. But thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, too.
And take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay, cheers, guy.